Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James. Hey, we got the black on white crime report today, and it's a doozy. Are you ready? Let's take a look. You know, I decided to do this special report after reading the first few of these on the page because wait till you get a load of it. These are real beauties. Okay, first black-on-white crime. LGBT, queer, dirty, deviant black, ex-con charged with capital murder after break-in. Fort Worth. A man police say broke into Fort Worth's couple's home and killed husband was charged with capital murder. James Floyd Jr., 50, was arrested when police said he broke into the elderly couple's home last month, took their credit cards, beat and shot them, and finally stole their car. Diane Porter, 69, was shot in the stomach and is recovering. Her husband, John Porter, was shot in the head and died last week. Floyd's charges were increased to capital murder after Porter's death. Floyd ditched the couple's car in Terrell, where he lives. Police were able to nab him at his home after a brief investigation. In an affidavit, the police say Floyd was familiar with the area the couple lived in because of an ongoing sexual relationship he was having with a man. Oh, boy. He met online, who lived near the couple. Isn't that wonderful? Floyd was convicted of raping a 19-year-old woman in 1983 and was released from prison in 2011. It's just wonderful to have these people in our country. They're the gift that just keeps on taking and taking and taking and taking. Now our next black-on-white crime. Chicago. White priest robbed at gunpoint by black parasite predator while walking dog in South Chicago neighborhood. A priest from Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church, a Babylonian institution. Probably this so-called priest. It looks like to me that this is a man's hair and a man's ears, but it looks to be a very effeminate face. He probably went to see Saul Alinsky many years ago when he first was getting into the priesthood. So, let's see what it says. A priest from Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church was robbed at gunpoint Tuesday morning while walking his dog in the South Chicago neighborhood, according to police. The Reverend John Molyneux, 61, said he was out with his dog McDuff in the 91 block of South Baltimore Avenue at about 6:45 a.m. when a young man approached. A young man? You mean a young beast. He was playing with my dog, Molyneux said. He said to me, "Do you have a dollar?" The priest said he did and handed over a dollar, and the man pulled out a gun and asked, "How much more you got?" Molyneux said he handed over his wallet and the man ran off. The priest said he's not angry, but feels sad about the kid who felt his need to do this. "I really think the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is fear. And we cannot live in fear." Isn't that wonderful? Police said no one was in custody. They described the robber as black, around 17, tall with a thin bill. Our next. This one's a beauty. You're going to love this now. I want you to get a load of this. Mady Hart's final moments. An unimaginable way to die. White woman dragged 88 feet under car driven by black woman. Unbelievable. Just absolutely unbelievable. A murder charge has been filed against Brianna Benson, the woman who police said struck 18-year-old Mady Hart with a car in downtown last month. Hart, a St. Ursula Academy graduate and Ohio State student, spent 4 days in the hospital before she died as a result of her injuries. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters said in a news conference Monday, two groups of women were fighting on the night of March 25th. Mady Hart was knee-deep in the physical fight. There's no question, Dieters said. That does not give anyone license to run someone over. He said Hart banged on the rear passenger side of the window and the hood of Benson's Nissan Sentra before she was struck. Dieters showed footage from a city surveillance camera. The car was stopped on Walnut Street, then reverses and makes a hard right turn in which Dieters said Hart was struck. He said Hart was dragged approximately 88 feet by the car as Benson drove away. Callers to 911 reported Hart was bleeding from her head. Dieters said a passerby ran into the street to assist Hart after Benson fled. You need to get here now. I can't watch this, one caller told the dispatcher. There's people screaming in the street. Prior to the incident, Dieters said Benson was driving around searching for Hart. That's not someone trying to get home to mom, Dieters said. According to the prosecutor's office, Benson was indicted on drug charges just days before the incident. Police said she was allowing her boyfriend to sell heroin from her car. Dieters also said Benson has a long juvenile record and her mother once filed domestic violence charges against her. Benson has not been arrested. That's wonderful. Just wonderful. In addition to the murder charge, she was also indicted on felonious assault, aggravated vehicular homicide, and failure to stop after a crash charges. Hart was buried Wednesday. Well, hopefully they'll get this female beast of the field, and she would get the death penalty as far as I'm concerned. Our next black-on-white crime. Get a load of this. Three Negroes and a Wigger to face charges. 424 in 2009 shooting death of Las Vegas white male, age 16, over a $20 bill, or over $20. So these four killed a white man, 16, for $20. I just want to stop right there so you can think about that. One Valley mother, this is in Las Vegas, one Valley mother is happy to see the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department bring back its Gangs Vice Bureau. She credits detectives with one unit for bringing her son's killers to justice. My son's life was taken for $20, said Karen Brill Kelly. Brill Kelly lost her son, 16-year-old Eric Brill, to gang violence. She says he was robbed and fatally shot for pocket change. A lot of people think gang violence is just between gangs, but it's not. It's against the people in our city and our tourists, Brill Kelly said. Investigators say witnesses saw the shooting, but none wanted to come forward with the information. Despite the setback, Eric's family never stopped fighting for justice. It's a long, hard road. It's been 8 years, and it will always break my heart. But this past year, when my son's murderers were arrested, I was able to take my grief and turn it into another direction, Brill Kelly said. Police arrested four suspects and charged them with Eric's murder last summer. I was so relieved to see these guys off the street because that was a weight off the world and off my back, Brill Kelly said. It says that there's an update here. All four suspects, Arthur Moore, Nadkin Hiko, Devontae Walsh, and Devon Phillips, have pleaded not guilty in the murder of Eric Grill. They each face multiple charges, including robbery, assault, and murder. Our next black-on-white crime. No charges yet in shootings by black that killed three domestic violence. Case goes back to St. Paul Police Department. Well, thanks for doing it. I appreciate it. So, Minneapolis, the Ramsey County. I would just like to put my fist right through some of these arrogant-looking beasts of the field. I'd like to take my fist and put it so hard through their face that it would actually just put their lights out for good. I happen to know that Yahweh does not like an arrogant look. And when I see it, I just want to break it. Minneapolis, the Ramsey County attorney, is returning to St. Paul Police the case of a shooting that took the lives of three members of a, get this, mixed race St. Paul family. Wade McIntosh and his two daughters, Olivia McIntosh and Maria McIntosh, were killed inside an apartment early Friday morning. One of the suspects in the shootings, 20-year-old sperm donor Jeffrey Jamail Taylor, shared a child with Maria McIntosh. He was found dead several hours after the shooting. Police say his half-brother, Jerry Arcus Taylor, is the other suspect, and officers found him and his half-brother's daughter in a shed. The family's pastor says the violence stemmed from a custody battle. Race mixing will kill you every time. Keep on race mixing! Next black-on-white crime. Florida mall shooting. Second white victim dies after being shot by fired black trainer. A second victim of Saturday's shooting at a South Florida gym died of his injuries, authorities say Sunday. Marios Hortis, 42, was one of the two people shot by 33-year-old Abeku Wilson, who had been let go as a trainer Saturday at the Equinox Gym in Coral Gables due to workplace violence and was escorted off the premises. You see how these beasts of the field, these blacks, they're just like women. They're always out of control of their feelings. You know how important their feelings are. And you wouldn't want to hurt their poor feelings either. Imagine he got fired off the job and he needs to shoot people because of it. His feelings were hurt. Investigators say Wilson returned to the gym with a handgun and fired multiple shots at Hortis and 35-year-old Janine Ackerman, the facility's general manager, before fatally shooting himself. Ackerman was pronounced dead Saturday. Oh, he lost a job. That was the end of Ackerman's world. Of this fellow's world. Yeah. Abeku Wilson. I wonder where he got the name Abeku Wilson. Next black-on-white crime. White New Hampshire woman killed in stabbing in Paris suburb by black African migrant from Gambia. Rye, New Hampshire. Family members are mourning the loss of a woman from Rye, New Hampshire, who was killed in a stabbing Thursday in a Paris suburb. Kathleen Scherer McDonough had been in Paris, a Paris suburb, while visiting her daughter who works in the city when authorities say a man stabbed her as she was taking pictures of graffiti on a wall. Her family wanted her to be remembered as a loving mom of two kids. How about two children instead of kids? Sister, lover of traveling, and gifted photographer. She had arrived in Paris last Monday and was set to fly to Arizona to visit her sister and brother-in-law at the end of the month. Travel was her favorite thing to do. Travel, family, friends, and her pets. Said McDonough's brother-in-law, Randy Walker, she was very outgoing, friendly, kind. Family members have been working with the American consulate and have been told a suspect from Gambia is in custody. They said the FBI and French authorities are still processing the crime. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. It is just why we put up with this day after day and year after year is so far beyond me. I don't know why we put up with this. The beasts of the field need to live with the beasts of the field, and they need to be put back on their continent so they can eat each other. Girlfriend of white victim in deadly KFC robbery. I'm relieved to see these two worthless black niggers behind bars. Spartanburg, South Carolina. Spartanburg police have arrested two suspects in connection with a robbery at a KFC that ended in the death of a manager. Police said they were called to the KFC restaurant on Cedar Springs Road around 10:30. He must have hurt their feelings. You know how attuned to their feelings they are. You wouldn't want to hurt their feelings. And you know how much they love chicken. Especially KFC's brand of chicken. Of course, they don't love the Colonel. He was white. But they do love his chicken. If only they knew that a lot of these chickens have white feathers. They might change their minds. When they arrived on the scene, they found the restaurant's manager, Anthony Duane Tiffany, shot to death. After an investigation, police said they believe the two suspects entered the restaurant in dark clothing and masks during what appeared to be an attempted robbery. They might have just been trying to rob some chicken. You know what I mean? Maybe we should do what they have to do in Germany and educate these people. If you want to eat, you don't have to rob for it. Just go down to your local governmental agency and they'll give you everything as long as you're not white. Yes, it's that simple. We just haven't educated them well enough. So, Friday, police obtained arrest warrants for 19-year-old D'Adrian DePaul Garcia of Spartanburg and Jeques Julius Freeman of Roebuck for the murder of Anthony Tiffany and the armed robbery of the KFC on Cedar Springs Road. Isn't that wonderful? I wonder if it was worth it. I wonder if they got the spicy chicken or the regular. I don't even eat there, but I do know they have different kinds of chicken. Our next black-on-white crime. Louisville Metro Police arrest black suspect in connection with February homicide of white man. Louisville, Kentucky. Kentucky. Louisville Metro Police have arrested a man in connection with a homicide that happened in February. Officers with the LMPD's homicide unit arrested 35-year-old Laquan Owsley on Saturday morning, according to a post placed on the official LMPD Facebook page. Police say Owsley is charged with murder in connection with the death of a 21-year-old Sean Shoemaker. Shoemaker's body was found in a pond near the 5,000 block of Woodridge Lake Boulevard in the Valley Station area on February 27th. The investigation into the case is ongoing. According to the Louisville Metro Corrections website, Owsley is also charged with possession of a handgun by a convicted felon, wanton endangerment of a police officer, and fleeing or evading police. Hey, Harrius Howell, our next black on white crime. Isn't this unbelievable? Folks, this goes on every week, you know what I mean? It just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Are you ready? Harrius Howell. Theft victim learns ex-delivery man for Amazon is a wanted felon and sex offender. Wanted in Seattle. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's crazy. Wanted in Seattle. Do you know where police can find Harrius Howell? Well, maybe he's on Gilligan's Island with Thurston Howell and his wife. He's been convicted of 11 felonies over the course of 12 years and is also a level 3 sex offender. Now investigators are trying to track him down. Geez, I wonder how he was got away with 11 felonies over the last 12 years and is also a level 3 sex offender, and he's on the street working? Now investigators are trying to track him down. Now they are. You see, after he's been convicted of 11 felonies and 3 sex offending, he's a third level sex offender. Now they're going to try to track him down because he's accused of sexually assaulting a 60-year-old woman in Seattle's Seward Park in October. Detectives say he was identified by DNA left on the victim. Just 2 months before that, investigators say Howell stole a woman's purse while working as a subcontracted delivery driver for Amazon. I don't open my door for delivery people anymore, that's for sure, says the victim. In August, the court documents reveal Howell was employed for 2 weeks by one of Amazon's subcontracted delivery companies, First Delivery Service, based in Arizona. He probably deceived them. I don't blame Amazon, you know, necessarily. But who knows? It's run by Jews. Of course, they'd love this. The victim says Howell stopped by her Seattle office wearing an Amazon uniform to make a delivery. I noticed it was an Amazon guy. So I was like, how is it going? And he said, hey, can I use your bathroom? She obliged and went back to her desk. I never knew he came back into the room. I never knew he was behind me. As far as I knew, he was in the bathroom, says the victim. But he wasn't. Instead, surveillance video shows Howell rummaging through her purse and stealing her wallet. You know, a nice sword just coming, a nice broadsword coming right across the neck area. You know, would cut right through and end all the suffering that Mr. Harrius Howell has caused. May the vigilante rise throughout the world, and may the vigilante begin to take care of these crimes, because you see, the police are not going to take care of it. If he was allowed to be convicted of 11 felonies and he's a level 3 sex offender, what is he doing on our streets? What is he doing in our country? And what is he doing alive? Why? What business does he have to be alive? Oh, you never question that, do you? Don't worry. We can educate him and we can work the criminal out of him, you see. It's only because of white racism that he does the things he does. It's all our fault. And if you believe that, I've got an ocean to sell you. Really, you know, I don't know how much more we should put up with. I really don't. Our next black on white crime. Alleged feral, fatherless Afro-Negro teen. iPhone thieves take selfies that post to owner's iCloud. Yes, they're not too smart, but they never were and never will be either. Dallas. A Dallas woman has a pretty good idea who may have stolen her phone in an uptown in Uptown a few days ago. It's because whoever has the woman's phone now didn't realize any pictures or video they would take would end up coming right back to her. Bianca Dobby says she was making a quick stop at the Chase Bank ATM on Lemon and McKinney last Saturday when she was approached by a group of teens asking for donations. As I got out of the car, some kids were asking for some donations. I brushed them off, was in a hurry, she recalled. ATM then, back to my car, phone's gone. Took around 60 to 90 seconds. Dobby said she cut the phone as a loss. But days later, she was at the store getting a new one when new pictures and a video showed up that were automatically uploaded to her iCloud. ladies and gentlemen, technology and the Negro, they just don't go together. Let's listen to this one. One more for you here at least. Our next black on white crime. Black woman is fifth person charged in deadly Cleveland bar robbery and murder of white bartender. A Cleveland woman is the fifth person charged in connection with an armed robbery at a bar ended in a beloved bartender being shot to death at close range. Anita Hollins, 41, is charged with aggravated murder. She is jailed on $1 million bond after her first court appearance on Thursday. Hollins is accused of being part of a group on October 24th that robbed the Cooley Lounge on West 130th Street and fatally shot bartender Melissa Brinker, 44. Three men, or allegedly men, Nigel Brunson, 19, Dana Thomas, 29, and Dwayne Sims, 21, are charged with aggravated murder in connection with her death. They have all pleaded not guilty. Gary Lake Jr., 21, is accused of aggravated robbery in the case and is being held at the Cuyahoga County Jail pending his indictment. Brinker was working when the four men walked into the bar around 11:30 p.m. The group cased the business to see if they could rob it, prosecutors said. They drank at the bar. The men pulled out guns and ordered Brinker and five others to the ground, prosecutors said. The group pistol-whipped Brinker's 38-year-old friend, prosecutors said. They are also accused of stealing wallets and purses from the five patrons, police said. The group forced Brinker to a back office at gunpoint and ordered her to open a safe. According to the prosecutors, someone in the group then shot Brinker several times at close range and in cold blood, prosecutors said. They say a lot, but they don't do a lot, do they? I suppose all of these five will just be let right back out on the street so they can do it again and again and again. And then after 11 or so times and all kinds of sex offending things, maybe then they'll begin to look for them. I'm laughing, but it's not funny. This has been a News Bites special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.